Blog Talk Radio.
Look, it's moving. It's alive. It's alive. It's moving. It's alive. Oh, it's alive. It's alive. It's alive. It's alive. Oh, in the name of God. Now I know what it feels like to be God.
What is going on, folks? You are now tuned in to the Industry Doctors. I am Dr. Cash. As always, I have my co-host with me, Dr. Phil, who will be joining us very shortly. We just want to give a quick shout-out to all our listeners. Press 1 to go live with our special guests. Shout-out to our sponsors, Gibby's Paint Shop, The 65 Connection, Media Combat, Leo Marketing, and Star Marketing Moguls. Don't forget to follow us on social media, Facebook, The Industry Doctors, Twitter, Industry Doctors, and Instagram, Industry Doctors. Without further ado, let's bring on Dr. Phil, and let's see how he's doing first. All right, hang in there, Dr. Phil. Let's bring in our special guest, Groovy. Baby, how are you today?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. How you doing today?
I'm blessed, man. So tell our listeners who you are, what do you do, and how you started, briefly.
All right, my name is Groovy the Baby, G-O-O-B-Y the Baby. I'm an artist, battle rapper, and radio personality. I started making music around the years 2012, 2013, and started getting really serious with it around the year 2015. And then from there, I just created my own brand called High Standards Entertainment. I got a co-creator, and I have at least 5 artists and a whole team of producers now since I started the brand, and I also named my radio show on Blog Talk Network after the brand High Standards Radio.
That's what's up, man. And how long have you been doing this? Is it brand new, or?
I've been doing the radio show for about 2 years. I started in 2016 and took a break. Well, I started late 2015 and took a break towards 2017. And I just started bringing it back at the end of February 2018. So I just came back with the radio show.
That's what's up. And do you have any motivators, influencers that you look up to or mentors?
Curtis Lee was a big influence and motivator when it came to the radio show because he would give me interviews. He would reach out to me when I was with the music and everything. He would ask me to come on and do the show. And at some point in my career, I was not so much as bored with music, but I was looking for another venture to do. So I thought about the radio show, and I used to broadcast on his network every Wednesday. You know, I do my own radio show that night with him, and then from there it became a big thing. So after like a year of working with him, I branched out to do my own network and radio show. So now I'm on my own channel. I got my own co-host. We interview battle rappers every Wednesday, and we're about to open up Saturdays for artists. So we also play artists, independent artist music, each week, every Wednesday night at 10 p.m., we'll play their music throughout the interviews and stuff like that throughout the shows and during the current events. But I'm trying to open up Saturdays to be more for the artists and anybody else who has, you know, some talent, like, you know, a poet, an author, actors, comedians, you know, anybody who's just trying to shine. I'm trying to make sure that my platform is there for them.
Definitely. And what motivated you to basically start this platform?
The motivation was simply behind my own grind. It took a lot to get to the point where people know me and know my name. And, you know, I put something out there, they're going to stop, they're going to listen, they're going to look at it, you know, they're going to heed my words. You know what I'm saying? It took a while to get to the point where I had the voice to get somewhere. So I wanted I wanted to build my platform for people who also wanted to build their voice and their brand so they could be at the same level where I'm at or surpass me. You know what I'm saying? Or maybe they're already at a level where I'm at, but they want another platform to get some more shine. So that's where High Standards Radio came behind.
That's nice. And what do you feel artists or battle rappers are not doing right now that they should be doing?
I really don't have an answer for that.
All right.
I don't have a specific answer for that, except for there's a lot of flagging going around on certain battlees and bloggers' pages. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of flagging going around, and I believe it's just because some people have oversaturated the game and the culture and taken for granted the hard work that battlers have put in, and other people who've been here before is just abusing it. You know what I'm saying? So you got some people going around flagging certain people's shit, and it's getting taken down. And it's not necessarily a good thing. It's not necessarily a bad thing either.
No.
It's just, you know, that to me is a bad thing for the culture.
Of course, if you're flagging somebody just because you think they're better, man, shame on you. Like, really, that's not right, you know? Just make a name for yourself. That's why a lot of people are hating. Like, I'm not a big fan. I'll go on, you know, on stage and just say it like that, you know, or whatever, into the spotlight and just say, you know, I'm not a big fan of Tekashi 6ix9ine, but, you know, I do support the hustle. You know, and what he got going on, you know.
Yeah. You know.
But that doesn't mean that I'm going to hate the man. Like, I see a lot of people supporting the man. There's a lot of things that I don't like about the man, but hey, that's not, you know, my choice. I don't, you know, it doesn't really affect me. But, you know, but he is doing a lot of great things with his community and giving money here and went to the, you know, the Dominican Republic and whatnot and gave out some money there, went to a school. So he's doing a lot of great things. And then there was one video with him and 50 Cent. You know, today I saw it. It was pretty funny, you know. But, I mean, look, artists, when they industry, they really feel that they're the best. They can't be beat. I mean, that's a lot of people, you know. And it's just not a right way of operating. You know, egos should always be left behind the door.
Right. I feel like there's nothing wrong with feeling you are the best at what you do or wanting to be the best. It's all a certain way of how you carry yourself and how you carry your brand.
Right. But, yeah, but some people, exactly, some people don't know how to, you know, handle their liquor. Some people don't know how to handle their smokes, and some people don't know how to handle their own ego.
Yeah, you know? To get drunk with power is a dangerous thing.
Hey, man, that's how, you know, Tony Montana's empire failed, you know? So,
exactly.
What do you have going on now besides, you know, opening it up on Saturday and, you know, doing your freestyle shows? Do you have any events that are going on in the area or around you, or what do you got going on?
Well, there's a Supreme Rap League. That's a battle league around here that's got their next event going on. My home league, LOC Battle League, just had their last event a couple weeks ago, and I battled on that card, so I'm expected for my battle to drop from that. So they already dropped the battle off their card. You know, so.
Let me see. Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Oh, and I was going to say, LOC has another event coming up in May. Luffy got a jump. There's not too much has been dropped from that yet, but, you know, that's coming up soon.
Okay. Cool. Let me see if my co-host, Dr. Phil, is out of the office yet. Dr. Phil?
Hey, what's going on, Dr. K?
Hey, what's going on, Dr. Phil? How are you today?
Blessed and highly favored as always. Great info. I just want to ask a quick question. Who are the top three battle rappers in the game right now?
Top three battle rappers in the game right now, in my mind. I got to say Tay Rock. Tay Rock has held a very strong position in URL. After that, I'd have to say maybe T-Top, just because T-Top has been, to me, T-Top was never that intricate. You know what I'm saying? He had the presence and he had the feel and the rhymes and shit, but he started stepping up and doing, like, checking off the whole scoreboard as far as battle rap is concerned. So I feel like he's getting to the top. And JC has been on a consistent roll to me ever since he came back. So I would have to say T-Top, K-Rock, and JC. But some of these new cats is really underway and making their way up to the top too. Like, I feel like New Jersey Twerk, shout out to Twerk, will soon enough make his way up there too, just cause off his presence in the way that he snaps, you know, he do his thing in the ring.
Definitely. Dr. Phil, why don't you ask your favorite question real quick?
How can our listeners follow you and, you know, stay up to date on all the events that you have going on and the call into your show and everything like that?
They can find me on any social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Gooby the Baby, GOOBYTHEBABY, Gooby the Baby. You can find me on all social medias that way. Just follow me, add me, you know, subscribe and everything. Like I said, to anybody who wants to get the music on the show, just contact me through any social media, then, you know, send me your music or MP3 format, and we'll take it from there.
Definitely. We appreciate you coming on. Don't go nowhere. We might have you back on if we have a question, you know, but we're going to jump into our other special guest real quick. Hello, Tasha. How are you today?
I'm fine.
Hello,
how are
Tasha?
You guys doing
today? We're blessed. Yes. We're blessed. Tasha, tell our listeners who you are, what do you do, and how you started.
Okay, who I am, I'm originally from Rockford, Illinois, and I live in Alabama at this time. And what I do, I'm a lifestyle blogger. I'm really big on supporting small businesses, because my feeling is a lot of small businesses don't get a lot of recognition on, you know, up-and-coming small businesses and entrepreneurs. So what I do, I find a lot of them on Instagram or social media and try to promote them on free blogging posts or just give them a shout-out on my Instagram. I started doing that probably in late 2016, and I met a lot of people through Periscope and Instagram with that. So I'm starting to travel to their actual spas or their shops or different events that they're having. So that's what I currently do right now. I also work full-time in the healthcare industry where I do travel dialysis. So I go all over the United States doing that also. So I meet a lot of people in different states that I'm at.
That's pretty cool. Dr. Phil, mm-hmm. Do you have any questions for Tasha real quick?
That's very interesting. You say you do the traveling dialysis. What are some of the new equipment that you are using in 2018 doing travel dialysis?
Oh, and for my full-time job, I go into actual facilities and clinics. So I help them where some of the clinics that need help, I do their dialysis, and I also do training with new employees that come in, and I train them on how to do the dialysis procedure. And then with that, honestly, I meet a lot of great people that way, patients who have good history and past are doing things, their self-entrepreneurship, because with them being sick with dialysis, they can't really go into the workforce anymore. So I've met a lot of people who are actually doing their own businesses on the side right from the dialysis chair in their laptop.
Whoa, that is crazy. That's a real hustler spirit. Groovy Baby, don't go nowhere. We're actually going to connect you with Tasha. Maybe you guys can network. Don't go nowhere. We're also going to jump into Dr. Phil's track featuring 6 Trey G, Get Them Bands. But I definitely want to get Tasha on as well before we do that. Dr. Phil, do you have any other questions real quick?
Please explain to some of our listeners, what is the procedure when a person comes in to get their dialysis treatment?
Well, here's the thing. They go into stage 4 renal failure. That's the first step. And so different things occur. They talk to their physician and nephrologist about whatever situation may be. They come into dialysis, they might have a fistula or arteriogram in their arm, or they run a catheter through their chest that goes directly to the heart. And that is hooked to a main artery where we pretty much take out all the patient's blood and circulate it through removing any toxins and any fluid that they can handle out of their system. Because once your kidneys stop working, your body can fill it with toxins and fluids. Your kidney is a very vital organ, which a lot of people don't realize. So in the African-American families, diabetes and high blood pressure is the number one cause of renal failure. And a lot of people, which we're getting a lot of the baby boomers who worked all their life and never really took care of their health, are starting to have kidney issues. And different things with drugs and alcohol with our younger generation, prescription drug abuse is blowing their kidneys also. So when they come into the facility, what we do is pretty much we have these machines, and it's people survive. They sit up and talk. And we take their blood out their body on a short, you know, this is a brief of how we do it, circulating, taking out toxins and excess fluid that their body can't normally dispense out of their body. That's what we do. And they usually run for about 3 to 4 hours every other day.
Whoa.
Yeah. Whoa. I know an older gentleman, he has dialysis. You know, he usually comes in and eats at Clinton Avenue Grocery. Shout out to Miss Barber and the Barber
mm-hmm.
Store. Go down there and get you some of those hot plates. And, you know, he's usually, you know, kind of feeling down. So, you know, he's just mostly just eating and relaxing and stuff like
mm-hmm.
that. And, probably he's talking about he's going to get some rest after that. So I thank you for everything you do in the medical field and, you know, just blessings. And thank you for coming on the show. Both of
you. Oh,
you're
welcome. You're welcome.
On the show.
Tasha.
Dr. Cash.
And where can our listeners find you and follow you?
They can follow me on Instagram where I'm active on that at The Real Tasha. Real, and my name is spelled T-O-S-H-I. Snapchat is The Real Tasha. And my blog is at TheRealTasha.com. So if you're
okay,
interested in reaching me at TheRealTasha at Gmail also.
Okay, but can you please spell it out? Because
yeah,
it doesn't sound like Tasha.
Right, it doesn't. That's my mother's doing. I don't know. But it is the word The Real and then Tasha, T-O-S-H-I.
Yes. That's why when I called, I'm like, Toshi, and you're like Tasha.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Okay.
I get that all the time.
Miss Tasha, we really love having you on, and I just have maybe one or two more questions, and then, you know, we can wrap it up. But do you have any health benefit tips and tips that are not good, do's and don'ts for health?
Okay, I'll tell you like this. Pretty much it's time to take control of our health. It's time for us to listen to our bodies. When we know something's not right, we need to go to the doctors. And a lot of people holler this and no insurance and I don't have this and I don't have that. There's so many different programs out here. A lot of people don't know about grants that will help you pay for your medicine, help you pay for your visits or whatnot. You just have to go out there and do your research. You have a headache, consistent headache. You need to follow up on there because there's a lot of us dying of aneurysms also, brain aneurysms. You're having chest pains. And medical does not have an age limit on it. People are getting up out of here in their 30s. They're getting up out of here in their 70s and 80s. They're getting out of here in their 20s, and it's all due to hidden health issues that they never followed up on. So my thing is pay attention to your body. Start eating the right things. I know we want to have fun and do our drinking and drugs. Don't get me wrong. I understand that. But there's time to start taking control of our health. And some of this food that we're eating has different hormones, and they inject it to make it grow faster also. So just be aware and start eating more organic. And the real key is drink more water. Water is the key a lot of times too. But just pay attention to your body. If you know something's not right, don't ignore it.
That's facts. What was it, Dr. Phil? 75%, 85% our body is water?
Mm-hmm.
I think it was one of those. I'm not sure. But at the moment, I'm not sure.
A lot of people don't drink enough water. Yeah, but a lot
no,
of people don't.
I am guilty. I sin.
Mm-hmm.
I know that, even though I know I should and I want to. It's just that, to be honest with you, there's no flavor in water. There's no sugar, and you know how.
So definitely we got to be in the gym more often, work
right.
out a little
yes.
bit, you know, drink your water because you got to get rid of the toxins and, you know,
exactly.
all the greases
uh-huh.
and everything in the food. So definitely drink your water and exercise, brush those teeth.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Phil, what gym do you go to right now?
Workout anytime.
Workout anytime, yes. It that's the name, right, though, no, for real?
Work out anytime.
Or does it have a different name? Okay, that's the name.
Yeah,
and they're open.
We're coming out with a little
24?
Diet, too. I definitely want to work with you.
Yes.
I'm trying to get a couple diets going on and
okay.
A couple little workout routines, so, you know.
Definitely. Again, Tasha, we love having you on here. Definitely come back on.
Yeah,
you know, whenever you have something going
up.
On.
Yeah, not
yeah.
anytime.
But we're going to hop into this track by Dr. Phil real quick. And I just want to get your feedback. And then we can wrap it up. Okay, well, we can't do the full song, which is fine. But we'll do a little snippet. Okay, don't go
okay.
nowhere. We're going to come back to you. This is Dr. Phil featuring 6 Trey G, Get Them Bands.
GSF,
we got a problem.
Hey, get that money, ho, you playing. Puss it open, ho, they fan. They fan. Homie got it, he the man.
He the man.
Get them bands, get them bands.
Know you sexy, know you about your hustle. If you want them 24-inch bundles, get them bands. Do it for a G, do it with no hands. Get them bands, get them bands, get them bands.
Shawty be up in the beauty salon, I swear it's about 2 times a week. 150 for the nails, 250 for the feet, 300 for the bundles. Yeah, shawty doing numbers. Shawty fucking up commas. Yeah, shawty, she stunning. Who says it's cheaper to keep her? You know that they lying. When we dining out, the entree never coming with fries. Blue press, melt the pie, Carrabba's, baby, every time we slide. Time is money, you ain't getting no money, you wasting your time. Shawty stay with them bands. Shawty say she got plans. You see her working that pole. She sliding down with no hands. Shawty stay with them bands. Shawty say she got plans. You see her working that pole. She sliding down with no hands.
Get that money, ho, you playing.
And now Dr. Phil featuring 6 Trey G, just for a little snippet. But Tasha, can you give us your feedback on the record? Even though it wasn't a full day, you know.
I actually absolutely love it. I'm a lyric girl, and he hit the nail on the head about the nails.
Right.
And, you know, the, what people spend, so I absolutely love it.
Well, there you have it, folks. And Dr. Phil... And you just got your dose.